Babasra, chapter 4, Mishnah 8. A mocher es hasadeh, someone who sells a field, macher es avanim shein atzorka, also included in the sale of the field, are the stones which are necessary for the field. And this is talking about the stones which are form a fence around the field. They are necessary for the field, and therefore they are included in the sale and would go to the purchaser. Vesakanim shebekerim shein atzorka, also any reeds. And this is talking about reeds for a vineyard. They are the reeds which support the grapevines. So these are considered part of the field and would also go with the field. Also grain which is attached to the ground. Any unharvested grain is included in the sale because it's attached to the ground. Also reed partitions, which are less than a base rover. So different opinions as to what this reed partition is. Some texts actually leave out the word partition, meaning that it's just like a reed, like a thicket or a bush. And anyway, it's got to be less than a certain size, less than 10 amas by 10 amas. And it is included in the sale because it's such a small area and therefore it would be included in the sale. Also a guard hat which is not made with clay it's not considered like a significant structure and therefore would go with the field. Also a carob tree which has not been grafted. As long as a carob tree has not been grafted onto another tree, so it's still considered like an insignificant entity and therefore would be part of the field and would go along with the field. And Vespasulas Hashikma, also a young sycamore tree whose branches have not yet been trimmed, so it's also considered to be insignificant and simply part of the field. But once the tree's matured and it's become thick and its branches are trimmed, etc., then it takes on a significance in and of its own right, and it's not automatically included in the field, in the sale, and that would be a different, it would have to be sold independently of the field.